do with a drink, actually. My mouth's a bit beany.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that? Do you ever find your mouth is a bit... Forget it.
Well, if you eat a can of beans before the show, then yes. Imagine you've got the taste of sauce in your mouth.
It was just a few leftover beans. Legumes, if you will.
Mm. Baked beans, were they?
Packed with protein.
Mm.
Low in fat. Healthy carbohydrates.
Quite sugary, though, aren't they?
A little saucy.
Bit sugary.
I don't really care about that.
High sugar content.
Don't really care.
I like the Heinz Five beans. You tried those?
No.
They're like baked beans for grown-ups. They have different types of beans in. So kidney beans, normal baked beans.
Bean news.
And other types of beans. Five types of beans.
No grown-ups are eating beans.
Well, I'm eating beans.
Beans are an emergency food.
No, Wilson.
Okay, and what would you have for dinner tonight? I thought we'd have beans. No one's doing that. No grown-up.
Yeah, we sometimes have like a kids meal night.
No.
So instead of a normal meal, we'll just have something easy like turkey, dinosaurs, chips and beans.
No.
Yeah.
What?
It's nice.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Yeah,
so you're talking to me about things that are high in sugar and you're eating turkey dinosaurs.
Just as a treat. Just
high in monosodium glutamate, I imagine.
Trans fat.
Yeah.
Whatever they are.
They kill you.
Mm.
They literally make you die.
Yeah. And
a significant amount each time.
Yeah. Mm. I won't eat anything unless it's packed with trans fat and gluten.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be high in gluten.
Yeah. What's wrong with gluten, though?
I don't know.
As long as you're not a celiac, whatever it is, what's wrong with gluten?
It's gluttonous, isn't it?
That is the end of the Absolute Peach. It's been good. We've had a 9-year run.
Mm. End on a high.
8-year run.
End on a low.
That, I think what's happened there is we've reached a threshold where I think we're on a downward spiral rather than an upward one.
Oh, that happened years ago.
The series 4.
Yeah, that was 10 seconds after we turned the mics on.
That was episode one, series 4, that was.
Yeah.
No, series 1 was the pit of despair. End of series 3 is the height of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Start of series 4, there's the slow decline.
Started to wane slightly, didn't it? Yeah, that's fair enough.
No, it's not.
If you plot a graph, you'll see that. And then it's been a slow downward trend until this point. It goes below the original...
Like our posture.
The original low point.
Like you've looked at our bodies and our heads in relation to our shoulders.
Mm.
Basically, devolution of the human race, as illustrated by Ben and Joe.
Mm. Well, I felt today like my head has been at a right angle to the desk because I did.
That's how it should be.
Well, no, it shouldn't.
At a right angle to the desk, yeah. No. Sitting up straight.
No,
that's
your face.
A right angle.
No, your face.
Well, that's not a right
facing
angle,
the desk. Yes, well, it is. That's 90 degrees, isn't it?
No, it's parallel. If your head is aligned to the desk, it's.
Well, it's 90 degrees from where it should be.
Right.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Very confusing.
Well, you stand it, your head makes a right angle.
Do you know what 90 degrees means?
Yes.
Okay.
One line up, one line horizontal.
What does horizontal mean?
Horizontal, flat.
Horizontal to what?
The ground.
Right. The ground. You've got a graph with the ground in.
Yeah. The line at the bottom, then line completely horizontal to that, and then a line vertical. Those two lines.
You've got an extra line at the bottom to show
angle,
where the ground is.
Yes.
On your
and you can have one on the side as well, if you like, to show where up is.
Do you have the sky as well?
If you want.
I would love it.
Measure that angle on those two lines, any of the two lines,
yeah.
90 degrees.
Have a bird perched
on
it.
Want. Bit of sun.
And
beach on the bottom line, if you like. Hmm. Little landscape.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Mountains, trees.
Do you have, because you work from home for part of the week now.
Yeah.
I just imagine you have all around where you work from all these like graphs and stuff, drawing that literally don't mean anything.
Yeah.
But they're just stuck up on the wall to make it feel like a real office.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But really, it's all made out of like bits of string, yeah, and glitter,
yeah, yogurt tops,
pasta shapes,
yeah,
milk, old milk, right, glass milk bottle tops, yeah, with string through,
yeah. And I've got a fake like toy phone that I just sort of constantly going, no, sorry, I've got another call coming. You're gonna have to wait, okay?
Yeah, you know, buy low, sell high, buy low, sell high.
And it's a little red where you press the button, it squeaks.
Yeah, and he goes, a cow says moo.
Yeah, that's me. You've just described my day.
That's your home.
Yeah. I got those motivational posters.
Yeah, yeah. Like, have you actually?
Like a monkey hanging from, hang in there, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I love that. Yeah. Who gets motivated by that?
Nobody. Nobody has ever got motivated from a motivational
poster. I don't know. Some of them are quite witty, though.
Not the old school one, the 80s one.
The cuddly cat ones and all that.
No,
you know.
But they're not motivational.
Do you know the worst
they're
ones?
They're distracting.
The worst ones are like a cat next to like a mug or something, going, saying something about coffee, like,
oh yeah,
can't start the day without you know, Java.
Yeah. Cats don't drink coffee.
Oh, I can't function without my, like, they have mugs.
Why are they
say,
northern?
Like, I can't function.
Why are they always
they're
northern?
Not northern.
You just started doing a northern accent. Do a southern accent.
I don't know why I do that.
But everything that's, every time you do someone doing something bad or annoying, they're northern or stupid. Oh, where's my cup of coffee? I can't do anything without that. Oh, yeah. I don't feel tall today. Need my coffee in the morning.
I don't know why. And it's not a regionalist thing.
Well, it seems to be.
I think it's because if I'm playing a character other than me,
yeah,
that's just the first character.
We'll
that comes
do a southern character.
Mind. I don't know what a southern accent
just
sounds
a normal,
like.
Just do your accent.
Right.
But a different voice. So a lady.
What
or
do
something.
You mean?
A southern lady. Or
I don't
something.
Know how to do that.
Just your voice, but higher.
I don't understand.
Oh, I need my coffee. Oh, no, I can't do it without my coffee.
Wow.
Like that.
Good. Very good. Well done.
But you
congratulations.
You just want it to be northern because you think it's funny. Because I'm northern.
It is quite funny, though.
Yes, you've got a smirk on your face.
But isn't
it... A cheeky little grin.
But you have to admit, it is quite funny.
Well...
Is it quite funny or not?
It's fairly funny.
Thank you. Yeah.
But it shouldn't be.
It's funnier than you doing that... Whatever that woman, it wasn't even a woman's voice.
Yeah, it was.
It was like a castrated
confused
man's
woman.
Voice.
Mm. I'd like to see you do a convincing woman's voice.
No, I just told you I can't.
No, but you're better at accents than me.
I don't know
so
if I
it
am.
Would be something.
I'm better
you
at
could,
northern accents be than you, but apparently.
But we've talked about this before.
Even though you're from the
We've
north.
Talked about this before. At what point does it be, why are some accents racist and some aren't?
Well, it's not racist.
Well, it is a bit. It's, like you couldn't do
the
a China.
North
you,
is not a race.
Well, no, but the accent is, you know, whatever it, however you.
But the thing is about my alleged northern accent, it's rubbish. It's not regional at all.
Well,
it's completely
quite,
vague, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but that's fine. But say,
why is that? That's the racist part. Assuming that that could just be anyone from Birmingham to Manchester.
No, because yours is Yorkshire.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Like Birmingham is not Yorkshire.
No, but it's a totally different accent.
I don't
so is Manchester.
Yeah, it is a totally different accent.
Yeah, you're doing a North, like Yorkshire accent, like Leeds or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's where I'm from and you've honed in on that. But if I think it's easier.
It's just easier. Yeah.
But if you did your usual trick of telling a story in, say, like a Chinese accent or something, people would be up in arms.
I don't think they would.
But because it's Northern English.
I don't think
English,
they'd bat an eyelid.
They'd just go, yeah, fine. Yeah, sounds about right. So it sounds like something they do.
Or they just think, this idiot, what's he doing?
Yeah, that's probably true. They think that.
And then not give it a second thought.
Maybe, yeah.
And fast forward to the next bit. I imagine.
I imagine they fast forward to
I
the
can't
next
do,
bit.
I can only do certain accents. So that's what, those are my go-to. That's my go-to accent. Mm. Like, oh, laddie, I don't. Like,
that's
not even, I don't even.
What are you doing?
See, this is what I mean.
Well, laddie.
I can't fake it. It just comes out automatically.
No.
That's the thing.
Mm. What are we talking about?
I don't know why it offends you so much.
No, it doesn't really, because I don't talk like that anymore.
But I'm not doing it because you talk like that.
Right. It's just something that's inbuilt in you.
Yeah.
It comes naturally. But it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Inbuilt
I agree.
Racism.
It's not racism either, because I love the North.
Just do a normal man's Southern accent.
Again, I don't know what a southern accent is.
Just your voice now. Is that, just is do it slightly deeper.
Someone said to me the other day, right? I was doing a presentation at work. Yeah. Right? It wasn't really a presentation. It was like a meeting. Right. But I was in, like, leading it.
Sounds fun.
Well, for them, I imagine it was extremely fun. Yeah. For me, it was like... Oh,
it's like getting a free show, wasn't it?
Another day in the office, really.
Yeah.
And afterwards, they said to me, oh, I haven't heard your posh voice before. Usually you sound so chavvy.
Fills you with confidence for the next time.
Right, thanks.
Wow.
I don't know chavvy? I don't know what to do with that information.
I would never have said you sound chavvy.
No.
Camp, yes. Chavvy, definitely not.
See, or I've been posh. Thinking about this. I don't think I do sound camp, actually.
Sometimes you do.
What do you mean? When I want to, yeah.
Well, I think when you get carried away, you get a bit, you get a bit higher.
Really?
And a bit faster.
Like what? Give me an example.
I can't think, but when you really get excited, then you go a bit
very
camp,
rare, extremely rare.
And then you start giggling as well, like a quite camp man.
Good.
So, okay.
So I'm chavvy and camp
and posh.
And giggly
and
posh at the same time.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, not and all southern, at the same time.
And southern.
Yeah. Mm. But they're all at different times.
Right.
You're like a schizophrenic.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm actually okay with that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because it doesn't tie me down. I'm free to be who I am.
Yeah.
You know. Whoever and if you like is. It, you know, power to you. Most people don't.
No. Most people hate it.
No one does.
No.
I mean, I don't know what else to say, really, to that. That is what it is.
Mm.
But at least I'm not, you know.
Not boring, are you?
Don't know.
I found some Joe Cuisine the other day.
Go on.
Pizza cake.
This is the end.
This right, is an actual on. Thing.
Right. Well, should we actually do the jingle then?
Yeah, if you like.
Do you remember the jingle? Because we literally haven't done it for ages.
Yeah. It's way too peppery and I wouldn't serve it to a fucking pig.
It's way too peppery and you wouldn't even serve it to a fucking pig.
You got 20p, mate.
I mean, even if the stupid thing about that jingle, or
and you did it as well,
saying,
that was your idea.
Is
yeah,
he's saying it's way too peppery.
Yeah.
You wouldn't serve it to a fucking pig.
Yes,
but if he'd done it perfectly, he still wouldn't serve it to a pig because what a waste.
No, that's not the point he's making at all.
No, well, like, no.
What do you mean?
But
that's like you're implying that what he's saying is this is unfit
for a pig. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so what if he made
the
it
goal,
better?
The goal wasn't to make something.
No, but that's
fit,
what he makes
it for a pig.
But that's what he makes it sound like.
The goal was to make it fit for like a king.
Yeah, but that's what he makes it sound like.
No,
it's not good enough for a pig.
That's not what he's saying at all.
Make it better, then the pig can have it. He's going to go. Oh, porkers over there is going to go hungry.
Pig can have it.
Yeah.
Like, pig can't have it right
no,
now.
No, it's too peppery. He doesn't like a lot of pepper.
Listen,
he's very particular when it comes to that.
He's pepper. He's got a pepper allergy.
Yeah.
He's overpepped. He can't be too overpepped.
Piggy pepper.
Well, Pepper Pig. So what he's saying is it's so bad that it's not even fit for a pig,
right.
Let alone a customer.
Right.
But, you idiot.
But the way he says it makes it sound the way I thought.
No, it doesn't.
It does a bit.
No, that's ridiculous.
Slightly does.
No, it doesn't.
You can take it either way, to be honest.
No, that is such a common saying.
Yeah, take it either way.
That's such a common saying.
But take it either way.
No, it's pointless and stupid. It makes no sense. So no, you're wrong.
How to make a pepperoni pizza cake. Follow this simple mouth-watering recipe.
I made a cake the other day.
Pizza cake?
No, just a sponge cake. But I used a Lurpak. Instead of butter,
God.
And it didn't rise
what
properly.
Is your problem?
But it tasted delicious.
Did
so,
it?
Yeah.
Unbuttery.
Probably better than you could do, imagine.
I'd make it with butter. So
as good as, if not better.
Too peppery, wouldn't serve it to anyone. In just four simple steps.
The pig can't have it. Excuse me, this meal you prepared, which I was planning on giving to a swine, is actually unfit for the swine now. Oh, that's surprising. I thought we were running a kitchen here for humans. No, apparently not, no, according to Joe. Carry on.
Pig restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a niche.
Mm.
In just four simple steps, you can dig into a deliciously cheesy good... Again, first paragraph.
Right.
Wrong.
Where are you getting this from?
Daily Mirror.
Well, This is new. We don't usually get mirror.
Yeah, no. I thought step it up.
It's usually the male.
How
isn't
wrong
it?
I was.
That's down. Step down, mirror.
Sarah Ridley.
Step down, sun. Step down, mirror. Step down, star. Step down, sport.
Mm, yeah.
In that order.
Yes, definitely.
Step down,
sport
like,
at the bottom. Yeah.
Hustler.
Mm. In just four simple steps, I'm going to read this as it's written.
Actually, I think some of those adult magazines are quite well known for their articles, aren't they?
I think they are,
I've
yeah.
never read one, but no. everyone who ever reads them says they read them for their articles.
Articles are fantastic.
I don't think you've ever read
one. They're very good.
I don't think you've ever read one.
They are, yeah. Okay. Just really
good.
Great take on just modern culture, I think, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of historical articles. They really delve into the detail. In just four simple steps, you can dig into a deliciously cheesy goodness that will wow at tea time.
That makes no sense.
No.
A deliciously cheesy goodness.
Mm, no full stop. If you're a fan of pizza and calories, then this will blow your mind.
If you're a fan of calories.
Who isn't? Back to the pig restaurant again.
I actually don't really like calories.
No, I love them.
Never been partial.
Only certain ones. If they're too peppery, not interesting.
Excuse me, waiter, is there
do you have calories on the menu?
Yeah, are there any calories in this food? Yes.
Mm. Oh, then I'm in. Please, let me take the menu. The pizza cake, first created in Canada, will leave you drooling. Still haven't got into any detail.
It will leave you drooling. So yeah. After you eat it.
After you've eaten
you'll
it,
be drooling.
You'll have had some sort of aneurysm.
It gives you paralysis.
Paralysis of the mouth. Yeah.
Like you just had when you said that sentence.
Problem. I've got too much water in my mouth. Paralysis. I'm drooling right now.
Why is your
Do
mouth...
Do you ever get that when you've got too much water in your mouth and you're trying to talk?
Yeah.
And water, you're trying to stop also at the same time as talking, stop water coming out of your mouth.
Why is there so much water in your mouth?
I don't know. I did that the other day, actually. I was at home and I was talking. I think I can't remember what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And
no one can. No one was listening.
No, but literally no one was listening. And I did, a load of water came out of my mouth. Not just a little bit, a load. Like, it wasn't like I spat it out, but as I was talking, it just dropped out.
Just yeah. Dropping out is so much worse.
Yeah, it just dropped out straight down.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever done this? This is not a confession of guilt.
Well, yeah.
But have you ever been talking while like cooking and that happens?
Yeah.
It goes in the food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Without a doubt.
What do you do?
Have you ever been talking to someone and you spat on them?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things
and
where
you see
the spit come out onto them and you know they've seen it. So you think, shall I say? It's worse if it goes on their face. If it goes on their top or whatever, fine. Just gloss over it.
And you can see it on their face just listening.
And they know it's there.
You're both pretending that didn't happen.
And you know from that point on, they're not listening to a single word you're saying. All they're thinking is, God, get a spit off my face.
And when you finish talking, they walk away, but they take like extra long.
Yeah.
To reach up and wipe it off. Because they know for a fact you're watching them to see if they'll wipe it off.
Or they'll try, if you keep talking, they might try and do it while you're talking, but they'll wait and they'll sort of just sort of rub their eye or something and then just kind of wipe it a little bit.
Or they'll go like, rub their face.
Just wipe that spit off. Then just do it again.
Yeah.
Spit on them again. Just keep spitting on them. One of the problems of eating pizza cake.
Drooling. Is just the worst, though.
Yeah.
If you're drooling, you really need to take a look at your life.
But sometimes you can't help it. If you're asleep or whatever, and then you wake up, and you wake up and you're drooling.
Yeah, fine. That happens to me a lot.
It's stupid, though.
And your pillow's wet.
Yeah, soaking wet.
Yeah.
But why?
Because...
Just why hasn't your body just gone, close that? Your brain should just go, listen, mate.
It doesn't need
keep
to.
That closed.
It's not essential. It's not essential for
life.
But
water's essential for life. Keep it in there. Don't just let it drop out willy-nilly.
That's true, because I always wake up really dehydrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so you can lose like a pound and a half overnight in water. Yeah.
Where does it go, though?
Well, weigh yourself before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all water. But weigh yourself before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Weigh yourself in the morning. If you sleep with your mouth open, this will definitely have an effect as well.
Right.
You lose water and the food's digested.
But it goes out through your breath, doesn't it? Evaporate like vapor.
I suppose actually you wouldn't lose a pound and a half. But if you went to the toilet, then weigh yourself again, you probably lose a pound and a half. Yeah, and a good chunk of that. Would. No, but a good chunk of that would be water as well.
Are we talking ones or twos?
Twos.
Yeah.
But a good chunk of that would be water as well.
Yeah, of course. So depends if it's a dry one.
No, I mean evaporated water.
Oh, right.
Okay, just water that's kind of, you know, been used by your body in digestion. Right.
Yeah, and stuff.
You know.
Yeah. Here's a super simple recipe so you can make your own in under an hour. You ready for this?
In under an hour? That seems like a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
For a pizza.
Of course it is, yeah.
I mean, no pizza I've ever had took me more than like 13 minutes of effort.
Yeah, but this is a pizza cake. So it's not just...
Oh, okay.
It's more than just a
Even
pizza.
So, a cake takes about 15 minutes to prepare, half an hour in the oven.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing anything.
I could make one of these in 10 seconds.
So an hour?
Yeah.
It's better be good.
It's not going to be good, is it? Roll out the dough. There's your first problem. Don't do the dough from scratch. Just basically, all this is, right?
Roll out the dough.
I'm going to tell you what this is
What dough?
Dough.
We haven't made dough yet.
Yeah.
What do you mean roll out the dough?
They're making the pizzas from scratch.
Yeah, but where's the dough? Like, what dough?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no been no mention
See, this
of
is
dough.
Why I said this is Joe Cuisine.
This isn't
Number
the recipe.
One, get
it is,
some dough.
It is, it,
Number
yes,
two,
exactly.
Roll out the dough.
Yeah, it is Joe Cuisine, yeah. Good.
This is fantastic.
All right, get some dough.
Number one, get some dough.
What kind of dough? Pizza base?
Anything. Any dough.
Useless.
Basic dough.
Completely
Roll out
useless.
The dough and cut into five circles.
Basic
Wide
dough.
Enough to fit a tall cake.
What does that mean?
But they're doing this wrong. Don't do it from scratch. Basically, all this is five pizzas on top of each other, baked in the oven. So, just buy five frozen pizzas. Put them on top of each other.
So it's not a cake at all.
Well, it looks like one, no.
That looks like a pork pie. It looks like a giant pork pie.
But they can't call it pizza pie.
No,
that already exists.
No cake looks like that.
Well,
that
it kind
is...
of does. It's got layers, hasn't it? It's like a layered sponge.
What, a trifle's got layers?
Yeah, but not, like, not like that. That's like sponge and... what's the jam stuff, isn't it? Like jam and icing is the... Is the tomato and
That's
the cheese.
One layer. A Victoria sponge cake has one layer.
Yeah, but it
doesn't have four layers.
Well, this does.
Well,
it's better.
It's not a cake.
Some cakes have more than one layer.
It's
don't
five
they?
Pizzas. That is absolutely Joe Cuisine, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's five. I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can only imagine how many cats. That's probably getting on for.
Well, it said, you know, do you like calories? Yes.
I reckon that's about 3,500 calories. That's it.
No, more than that.
No.
Large Domino's is 2,500.
Yeah, but they're frozen pizzas, aren't they?
No, they're homemade.
Yeah, homemade would be healthier.
All right, imagine you got five
homemade
Domino's
pizzas,
large
probably like,
pizzas.
Probably like, what, 600 calories for the whole thing?
Maybe, yeah.
Times that by five?
Yeah.
About
three.
3,000. Somewhere in there.
It looks quite delicious, though. But then you'd have to eat it then.
Show me it again. See, it doesn't look delicious because it's just too much cheese. You don't even like melted
to the max,
cheese. What do you mean it looks delicious?
No,
you
I do like melted cheese. I don't like normal cheese.
Oh,
I don't like raw,
right.
Unmelted.
Yeah.
But that, I'd have a slice. Thin sliver.
And also, that image is misleading because there's a plate there with a slice and a fork.
Yeah.
No human who's making that is eating it with a fork.
Well, people who make that aren't human.
They're They're snaffling it up with their face, with their hands tied behind their back, probably down their pants, and then just snaffling it with their snout.
What is that where people, you know, walk around nowadays with their hands down their pants?
Don't know. There's this guy I know who does it, and he always keeps change in one of his pockets.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason.
But I mean, actually...
And he constantly jangles it.
But I mean, down their pants, not in their pockets.
No one does that.
Yeah.
What?
Like, tracksuit bottoms, chavs do it. Tracksuit bottoms on, hands down the front.
What?
No, but not in their pockets, down the front.
Why?
I don't know, probably just so they can play with their bits.
Why would you want to do that, though?
Well, I don't know.
Save that for later.
Yeah.
It gets boring otherwise, doesn't it?
They just, I don't know. It's just a thing. I guess maybe there's urban culture
Don't
or whatever.
Shake their hands.
Definitely not.
Honestly, like, you can't walk out the door for like 10 minutes without seeing someone that you just think, why are you alive?
I did walk down that road today.
What, your favourite road?
Yeah.
The road where you walk down with your hands behind your back, whistling and smelling flowers.
No, not that road.
And saying hi to cats.
No, the road where we work.
Oh,
today.
Right.
Today. And it's sunny. It was sunny, nice and hot. So everyone was out.
Yeah.
You know, all shapes and sizes.
All manner of beings.
Yeah. Mm.
Creatures and, great and small.
Mm, definitely creatures.
Okay.
But yeah, it was just, I couldn't go 5 minutes without someone asking me for change.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I've got things to do. I'm
Were
sorry.
You swinging your cane and wearing your top hat?
No, I was just trying to go to the post office. And it took me like 10 minutes because I had to keep stopping.
Yeah, to give out money.
Well, no, just to say no, not having any.
Take the roll out and unfurl a five
crisp,
or a ten.
Crisp five.
Yeah.
No more than the five.
Mm.
Roll it into a paper.
They're attracted by the smell of the freshly printed money, I imagine.
Yeah. No, I don't have cash.
Mm.
I'm on the bread line.
You're not. You're coining it in. You were telling me today.
Not coining it.
It's making an absolute mint.
Not coining it in.
Yeah.
I work for myself now, don't I?
Yeah.
So all proceeds.
Selling is selling himself.
Go to me.
Yeah.
Not selling myself.
Fat
not
Stacks.
Not in that way.
They call him Fat Stacks.
Here comes
McGraw.
Fat Stacks.
Yeah.
Here he is. He just eats nothing but pizza cakes. That's how rich he is. I can only afford one pizza. He can afford five slopped on top of each other.
You see, that recipe, there must be more to it. Roll out the dough.
All right, here you go. I'll read
the
whole thing.
What you did is you said roll out the dough, and then you basically didn't say much else apart from stack five pizzas.
Okay, I'll read the exact.
I don't understand.
Roll out the dough and cut into five circles, wide enough to fit a tall cake pan.
That's as far as you got.
Right. Two layers will be the bottom and top layers, and the remaining three will go in the middle of your pizza cake. Instead of homemade pizza crust, you can use ready-made dough to save time.
Hmm.
Start
you
to
can also save time by taking a revolver to your face.
Start to lay your cake with dough, pizza sauce, shredded mozzarella, and glorious pepperoni. Don't scrimp on cheese. Treat yourself.
Wow. No corporate social responsibility at all.
The top layer should look like a normal pizza. Certainly not. It should have a raised crust and be filled with delicious toppings. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes in the oven. Dig in and enjoy. Wow. That's it. That
who's
is
that aimed at?
It. Like fat slobs.
No, I mean,
that's who it's aimed at. But and it says, could you stomach a pepperoni pizza cake? Yes or no? Yes.
Oh, please send me those comments.
80% yes, 20% no.
Are there comments?
No.
Oh, please, I need
no,
to.
No, there aren't.
Oh, there's got to be.
No.
There's got to be.
There isn't.
You're looking at the mobile version.
Yeah, because there's no comments.
I'll look up on the
well, there's not going to be that many, is there?
Well, you never know.
No, there are no comments.
How to make a pepperoni pizza cake, which is in capitals.
Yeah.
Oh, 17,500 shares.
People have made this. They must have done.
No, but 17,000.
Just get to the comments. Dead air.
I'm just absolutely appalled.
If I was having a party or something, I'd make that. It's not just to eat casually on a Sunday, is it?
I wouldn't make
it. It's something, you know, it's something just to share around. It's just a sort of a centerpiece for a dinner party or something. If you rolled one of those out at a dinner party, people would go crazy.
Yeah.
Unveil that. Come, bring it in with a bit of sheet over the top or whatever, and then go, what's this? Cake? Don't think so. Da-da. And then they're spewing.
I'd rather have a cake.
Yeah, but savoury, isn't
it? They will be spewing.
It's savoury.
Why are they spewing?
Too much cheese. I mean, that's too rich, isn't it?
Yeah, I prefer a flan.
It's going to fill you up pretty quickly.
Oh, look, there's loads of them.
Yeah, of course there are.
Restaurateur. Restaurateur, mum. Mum. Bag, son. Ideal home. By offering pizza for life to sellers as part of the payment. Good.
Good story. He's lost the will to live.
I mean, wow. Woman suffers facial burns after being assaulted with a pizza.
Paper pizza news. Pizza news.
I was hoping that would say buy a pizza.
I saw a dog today that didn't want to go home. I was on the way to work, and first, it was literally the first thing I saw as I walked out my door. Walked around the corner.
Yes.
And there was a woman holding a dog by the lead. The dog was just laid down, and she was pulling it while it was laid down, and it was just there still.
Just dragging it along. It
looked like it was dead, yeah. She was just going, come on, come on, just dragging it a little by little, and it was just not moving, just laid there going, completely still. And I thought, what the hell's going on here? And she just looked at me and went, he'll do anything not to go home. I was like, what, die? Yeah. And then it got up and it like looked at me. And I was like, what the hell? And then she sort of pulled it along a little bit. It sort of went along a little bit.
Yeah.
And as it went past me, it just lied down again. She was like, come on, we've got to go home. Come on. And it just obviously didn't want to go home. And so it just lay down and let her drag it.
Did it have his eyes closed when it was laid down?
Yeah.
So it was
tired. It looked dead. Well, I don't know.
It's really sleepy.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. Maybe she drugged it.
Yeah.
Or it had been eaten something.
And it heard your voice and it was suddenly like... Famous Joe Gallagher.
Do with a snooze, to be honest.
No, it woke up, you said, when it heard your voice.
Well, it woke up when I, after I'd sort of looked at it. But it just seemed a strange thing for a dog to do.
Mm. Dogs do a lot of strange
I've never
things.
Seen a dog do that before. Just lay down and go, listen, I know where you're taking me.
Yeah.
We're going back home. I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
I want to stay out a bit longer. So just...
That's the stupid thing about...
Try and get me home now. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
But that's the thing, that you've got a pet who's actually now in charge of you.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
That's ridiculous.
You can't control it.
Mm.
So now what? You're out of the will of an animal now. Well done.
Yeah. See, well that's why I wouldn't have a dog.
Mm.
No need for it. Mm. I mean, they're in control of you anyway, because you have to clean up their doo-doos.
Wow. Don't say doo-doos. Don't ever say doo-doos again.
You know, I mean...
Doings, you mean?
Yeah. Droppings.
Doggy doo-doos.
Doggy drops. Now we've reached the all-time low. Kicking the outro. Yeah, there's just no need for it.
I went to IKEA the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I was promised it would be a brief trip.
IKEA is the worst shop
you can't have
in
a brief,
the world.
You can't have a brief trip to IKEA.
You can, just don't go. It's a terrible place to be. Just order online.
There's a lot of amazing stuff there.
There isn't a lot of
money
amazing
wise.
Stuff.
It is
it's
really
pointless.
Cheap.
It's not that cheap.
What do you mean?
It's just rubbish.
It's good quality, well priced,
yeah, so
interesting
what?
Designs.
So it's just what?
Convenient.
Wardrobes,
you can take it home
tables,
that day.
Boring, seen them a million times.
But you need that stuff for
no,
life.
Well, just order it online. Get
what do
anything.
You mean order
get,
it online?
Get whatever. Get the cheapest.
From where?
I don't care what it looks like.
Where from?
Anywhere.
Where are you ordering it from?
Well, you can order it from IKEA if you want. Somewhere that delivers.
Right.
To the door.
What's
don't
wrong
care
with IKEA? I'm
like.
Sure you've got IKEA stuff.
Yeah, but it's pointless.
Well, you've done it. What
well,
do you mean?
The same, yeah, and I'm never doing it again because
right.
I hate going there.
Yeah.
You have to walk round, shuffle round, following the arrows.
Yeah.
Follow the path. Ooh, don't stray. Don't go backwards.
No, you can. It's fine.
Yeah, but people frown on it.
No, they don't.
Oh, don't walk. And nothing's together. Just have it in. Don't have it this stupid thing of, right. Oh, look, here's a bedroom.
Yeah.
Look what all the things it's got a bed and look.
Right.
Look at all the things you buy. Just have all the wardrobes in one section.
Yeah.
It's all the door handles in another section.
Okay.
So if I want, I don't want to go there and browse for hours.
You're thinking of B&Q. You're thinking of
no. I'm thinking of IKEA.
No, because
that's
no.
All
what you want is B&Q, but this is but IKEA is all about inspiration.
Oh, don't get lost. I don't want inspiration.
It is though. You go in there and you think, oh, I never would have thought of putting that there. That's a nice idea. That would look nice in my front room or whatever. No. Girls love it.
Yeah, exactly.
They love it.
That's shopping down to a T.
But sometimes, I look at something and I think, yeah, that's quite good.
But would you care if it was a different way? Say, you went there and you saw a brilliant layout of a dining room, right? You thought, oh, that looked really good.
Yeah.
Then you got home or you got back to home the next day
and
your wife had done it a completely different way. Would you give
as long as it still looked, I would, no, I would care if it looked terrible.
But it did. It just looked as good, but different.
If it looks okay, then yeah. I mean, I must admit, I have a limited like level of interest.
Yeah.
You know,
1%.
Beyond a certain point, like I'm quite happy for Emily to pretty much be the interior designer.
Yeah.
But if there's things which offend my
well, yeah,
sensibilities, but then I'll say so.
But that's up to them to just get and neutral we'll negotiate stuff, isn't it? You know, don't get really feminine stuff. Just get something neutral.
But most people
looks
wouldn't.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, none of this live, laugh, love thing.
But most of IKEA is very... Yeah, I know
so
what you
you've
mean.
Got, you've got one of those downstairs I saw a little while back.
I know.
You know, it's just needless. It's just
but it,
dust
she,
gatherers.
It makes her happy, though.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
And I stopped noticing it. Like, yeah. I've forgotten we had it. So it offends you more than it does me.
Well, no, I just remembered it. It was downstairs.
But
I've got stuff around my flat like that now.
The thing is, I have had conversations where... Of course you have, yeah. Yeah. I knew that was
Yeah,
happen.
Of course. Yeah.
I have had conversations where I've said, oh, let's not have that. Like, let's just not put that there. Can we not? And after a while, I just think, do you know what? Like, the amount it bothers me is less than the pleasure it probably gives
her.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And IKEA, I kind of feel the same way. The thing about IKEA is, like, we were literally... Like, I was planning on going to the gym and possibly playing golf. And it was... I didn't, you know, I did get to go and play golf, but basically 2/3 of the whole day was taken up. Like, first of all, driving
terrible.
There. Then walking around
parking.
There. And then you have a meal there. Oh. And then,
why are you having a meal there?
Because it's
it doesn't take that. It's not.
You're
you can go a few hours without eating.
No, but it's around lunch.
Yeah, but it's crap.
I can't go a few hours without eating.
It's terrible
I get
there,
really
though.
Hungry.
It's a skanky little cafe
No, it's nice.
Thing.
It's nice
not
food.
Nice.
Have you? When's the last time you ate there?
I haven't eaten there.
Well,
because I
don't
eat in department stores.
Why not?
I go to a cafe or something.
Have you ever had a cake from Debenhams? Delicious.
I don't know.
Mate, you're missing out.
But it's just pointless.
No.
Get the shopping done quicker, go home and eat.
What, and have like a pizza cake?
Yeah, if you like. Whatever you want to eat.
No, it's nice because you're out and you eat somewhere, something different you don't normally have.
Just going out for the sake of it.
What do you mean? No, you're out shopping.
Yeah.
You're out shopping. It's 12:30.
Right.
It takes an hour to get home.
You've eaten before.
You haven't eaten since 9.
Why?
Because you've been there for 2.5
Take
hours.
Take a snack. Take a little chocolate bar or something.
Chocolate bar,
sandwich,
take
baguette
sandwich,
in the pocket.
Take a sandwich to the shop.
Yeah.
What sort of alien are you?
Well, I'm not an alien. If I've got to go there, I'm not going to be hungry. While
are
I'm
you
walking
packing
around.
A taking a packed lunch?
Just take a sandwich or a bag.
You're
of
taking
crisps
a little packed lunch in a Thomas the Tank Engine lunchbox.
My flask's
one of those
leaked everywhere. I've got orange juice all over my sandwiches. It's made the bread soggy.
It's one of those ones with the hard straw, plastic straw that you push
it's not,
up.
It's not
vertical.
A straw. It's like a teat.
It's not a straw, but yeah, and it's leaked everywhere.
Yeah.
And the design is all scratched off on side because you scratched it off with a compass in maths.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
You're taking that.
Yeah, let's go
to
with
IKEA.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're not, mate.
I'll take a sandwich.
I'm calling you out.
I will take
a
sandwich.
You've never taken a sandwich to a shop.
Yes.
No,
if I know I'm going shopping.
No, I don't
but
believe
I will. If I.
When have you done that? When?
All the time.
Are you serious?
If I'm going to have to go out shopping, I'll take food with me, yes.
You actually take a sandwich to the shop?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Why not?
Because I've never heard of that.
Why would you not take food?
Because there's places to get food.
Yeah, but then you have to stop. And then you're in the shop for half an hour, like the cafe for half an hour.
But that's nice. Breaks up the day.
No.
Why do you hate being out?
It doesn't break up the day.
Why do you want to be immediately home?
No, I like being out, but not doing that.
What, eating meals out?
In a shop. Oh, I went out for dinner last night. Oh, yeah, where'd you go? Oh, down the garage.
Woolworths.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Pick a mix.
Yeah, oh, Halford. Yeah, I went around Halford's and just had a
Well, they've got Halford's Cafe now. Do a lovely breakfast.
Yeah, fantastic, yeah. It's lovely ambiance.
You're telling me that you've never had a Tesco's breakfast, full English breakfast?
Yeah, I have, yeah, years
ago. Well, there
ago,
you go then.
But it's not, it's pointless.
And I go there, I've been there, even when I'm not shopping at Tesco's.
Yeah, it's pointless though.
Why is it pointless?
It's just
it's calories.
It just elongates the shopping, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
It's like, oh, let's go shopping. Oh, I've been here for what, 3 hours? Oh, yeah, I'm getting a bit peckish now.
What else?
Still got 3 hours to go.
But you go
let's
home.
Grab a bite, shall
but
we?
Then you have to go home, prepare food, and then eat it.
Just get food on the way or something.
So you're
get in and order a takeaway.
Right.
Eat in the comfort of your own home instead of surrounded by morons.
But I like
who are doing exactly the same thing.
But I like the food they do at IKEA, for example.
Yeah, but. You're telling me that you can't get better food elsewhere.
No, I actually think their food's pretty high standard.
If you weren't in IKEA, you wouldn't specifically get food from them. No. If you were like just walking along the road, no. Like, oh, I'm a bit hungry, where shall I go? Loads of places around here that sell food specifically.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'll pop in IKEA, yeah, actually.
You're only a mad person.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Unless someone who just particularly loves meatballs, which is their main thing.
Oh, yeah, but you can get meatballs anywhere.
But you're in IKEA and you've parked the car... And that's like three floors away from where you
of
are.
Of course it is, yeah.
You've got a massive trolley full mm-hmm. of stuff.
Yeah, fantastic.
Just eat there.
Sounds like a perfect day, to be honest. Or while you're pushing the trolley along, slip your hand into your pocket, pull out a bit of sandwich, munch on that.
Soaked in like a Capri, not soaked in the remains of a Capri Sun.
not soaked in anything. it's dry.
I'm sorry, but I don't remember the last time I was carrying a sandwich around in my pocket.
Whatever, though. Like, some cookies or something. Anything.
Cookies?
Well, whatever you fancy.
Cookies? Come on,
any, man. What do you fancy? Protein bar.
Like a meal. I want
have
food.
Have that when you get home.
I will.
Or order on the get on the way.
I'll have one when I get home as well. No, I don't eat fast food. That's the thing, it's healthy food.
It's not healthy food. It's crap.
More or less.
It's not healthy food.
You haven't been there.
I have been there.
I've been
It's a depressing, soul-sucking place.
I think...
It's full of men with just looking like they want to kill themselves, trudging around going, oh, yeah. Oh, look at this. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, it looks quite similar to the last five you've shown me.
Okay.
It's pointless.
IKEA, you know,
and
not
then
for you.
And then you get to the kitchen section that's got all the pots and pans. It's like, oh, look, well, let's get this. And it's like, we've already got a chopping board or, you know, a measuring jug and all this crap. Mm. And it's just...
Well, I bought a new chopping board.
Stuff that you don't need.
That's my idea.
Let's get these stoppers for wine bottles.
I insisted on buying a wooden chopping board.
Yeah, I've already got one from IKEA. Massive one.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what's your point?
Because I didn't need it.
Yeah, neither did I. But no. I just thought it'd be nice to have one.
Yeah, exactly. Saw it there, thought that looks good.
So there you go, what are you moaning about?
But I didn't need it. So it's £10 or whatever I spent.
So now you're annoyed at yourself.
Yeah, because I'm part of it. Part of
what
the,
are you not annoyed at?
Part of the disgrace.
You're annoyed at everything.
Well, no, I just think that, you know, it's unnecessary.
It's
to spend
just...
all your day, or two-thirds of your day, doing something you don't particularly want to do.
I totally agree.
You know, your lady wife could have done that on her own.
Well.
But no, she needed someone to carry the stuff.
Well, to a certain extent, yes.
Yeah. Just hire someone
else.
And also,
you know, it's fine. It's a thing to do on a Saturday.
Nah,
no?
Not for me.
What are you going to do? Sit around in your pants watching Animaniacs?
No.
What then?
Those aren't the only two options.
Well, sit around not wearing any pants watching Animaniacs. Slightly more creepy.
Well, yeah. Watching Animaniacs anyway is creepy.
I used to like Animaniacs, actually.
Yeah, but now you're a fully grown man.
Mm. Well, I'm
maybe
a man.
Not so much.
Classed as a man.
Maybe not so much.
Mm. Scientifically classed as a man.
Yeah.
Fully grown.
Debate.
It's a little saucy.
That is saucy.
Who knows? I don't know. So Joe hates IKEA. He hates eating out. He takes sandwiches wherever he goes.
Well, I don't mind eating
out.
He takes
sandwiches to restaurants.
Prefer eating in my own house, though, to be honest.
Why?
Because eating out, I just don't like all the people. If the restaurant was empty, great. But it's not. You have people near you. They cram all the tables in.
You just told me you're going to Download Festival. That's got millions of people. What do you mean?
Yeah, but you can sit around and do what you want.
Watch music in your own home. Listen to it.
Well, no, but that's different.
I think you've got...
Because
you're
there's
so
the atmosphere of live
with...
music, isn't it?
Right. But what about live, like food, like cuisine?
Live cuisine.
Well, I mean, like...
What's the difference between eating at a restaurant and eating in your house?
Quality.
No, the quality is the same.
Well, if you're
you're ordering from another restaurant.
Oh, right. So you mean takeaway?
Yeah. What would be the difference of ordering food from a takeaway or restaurant, they delivering it to your house, or you eating that same food in their restaurant? Which is better?
A, I eat it at my house most of the time.
Right.
So it's a nice change. B.
But why do you need a change?
It's the ambiance. What do you mean, why do you need it? Why do you ever do anything different?
No, but why do you... Like, eating in your house is comfortable. You can just wear what you want.
Wow, there's no your girlfriend is a there's pretty no, lucky
there's
woman.
No noise.
She never gets taken out. You can out. Watch TV. Do you never take her out to meal? You
watch TV.
Do you never take her out to dinner?
Yeah, go down Harvester sometimes.
Go down Harvester.
But she likes Harvester. She likes the salads.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like it there because she doesn't, full of
but
chaps.
You just don't shout at her in Harvester. Well, no.
I don't like it that much.
She goes to a nice Italian restaurant. Oh, no, Ray, Ray, I've got sandwiches in the pocket. Haven't you got your sandwiches with you? Where's your sandwiches? I've told you to put sandwiches in your pocket. I ain't got time for restaurants.
That's not how I talk.
There you go. That's a different accent. You wanted a different accent
some,
from Norman.
Some old bruiser. Some 50-year-old bruiser.
Oh, I ain't going to the Italians. Don't like the Italians. I haven't liked them in 50 years. I won't like them now.
For a muck. I'll only eat English.
Yeah. Give me a pie and chips, love. See the pie and chips. Give me a pie. Better be a pucker as well. You ain't a pucker. Ain't eating it. Watching the GGs, ain't I?
Wow.
Got a bet on the GGs. If Red Robin comes in making about 100 quid, you get yourself a pucker pie, sit down in front of TV, now it's good for you. Yeah?
But yeah, if you like.
Is that a good accent?
Yeah.
Not so bad. There you go. Yeah.
But I just like sitting, it's just comfortable. I like being comfortable these days. Mm.
You're like, 93 years old.
No.
You're walking down roads, thinking about how nice it is to walk down the road on your own.
That is nice.
You're making friends with cats, smelling plants, avoiding crowds, eating in the familiarity and comfort of your own home, and you expect your wife to do everything to do with the home. You don't take it, or your girlfriend, take no interest in the house or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You're literally sitting at home, looking at your old like war medals. And doing the Mail on Sunday crossword.
Sounds all right.
Yeah?
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, you used to be a rebel. What happened to
sweet
you?
Sweet life.
What happened to your spirit?
I've still got it.
You used to be a mentalist.
But going,
like, you used to be a nutter.
Not really.
Well, not a nutter, but you used to be one of the most, like, I don't know, like live wire, like the most outgoing guys going.
But I still
and now
do
you're
that.
Like, oh, I don't like going out and people. What do you mean?
But no, I just don't like going to IKEA or, you know, restaurants.
Mm.
I just
but you do like pucker, you like pucker pies and mash.
I don't really like pies, to be honest. Too much pastry.
It's very pie-y.
Too much pastry, not enough filling. That's tapas.
He's very angry. I think you're angry enough.
I'm not really.
Because I think I used to be the angry one.
I just do what I want these days. I've just got to the point. I'm at an age now where I think, don't settle for second best.
But you're not old, though.
Well, no. I'm worried about you. I didn't say I'm old. I said of an age.
Worried that you might be becoming a bit of a sourpuss.
No, I don't think so. Just more focused on
yourself.
If it's not right, make it right.
There you go.
Bit of words of wisdom for you.
If it's not right, still make it right.
Yeah, exactly.
But words not in terms of like philanthropy or anything like that. It's more
it can just be
for yourself.
No, it can be. Apply it to anything.
Okay.
And see your life turn 180 for the better. The absolute peak.
Wow. Well.